In Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX, Congress has passed a Veterans Affairs bill that would allow injured veterans access to in vitro fertilization services. 88.5's Simone Alisea reports.
There's a provision in this year's Veterans Affairs spending bill that circumvents a 1992 ban on in vitro fertilization for injured veterans. Now that the president has signed off on the bill, the VA can add in vitro to the other fertility services they cover. U.S. Representative Rick Larson has been spearheading the effort along with Senator Patty Murray. Larson says that until now, Congress was standing in the way of veterans who want the same opportunity that most others have, the opportunity to start a family.
There are very few things as a member of Congress you can point to when you take action and say, you know, that's going to actually help people. That one, we can't deny. That action is going to help some people that we know. And this is one of those times.
Access to in vitro fertilization is just one provision of the larger spending bill, so the ban could go back into effect in a year. But Larson says that passing this temporary arrangement could make it easier to eventually overturn the ban altogether. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.